Nigel, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So if you could just start with introducing yourself and how you got started in gardening.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Joel Boss. I guess I started gardening many years ago in my dreams, and they seem like they're finally coming true lately. I'm here in North Douglas, and my family started a small farm. It's called Titlewood Food and Forage. And I'm working for Discovery Southeast here in Juneau, and it's an amazing organization, and they've been able to support me in my gardening education endeavors in the Juneau School District and then the summer camps. And I'm also working on the board of the Juneau Community Garden, where I have the charity plots under my coordination, and I work on the compost project out there. So that's a little bit about me and what I do here in Juneau in the garden scene.
Well, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about companion planting. I personally first learned about this concept when reading the book Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer, and she talks about the three sisters, which are beans, squash, and corn. Could you give me some examples of companion planting combinations or techniques that maybe you've utilized?
Yeah, well, I haven't done the corn so much in the method that I use because of the height of the plant. I do use zucchini, like a squash variety, very often in my gardens, and I make little like hoop houses, mini hoop houses, about 3 and 4 feet tall, to shield them from some of the rain and the colder weather that we have here in Juneau. And I like to grow them with like brassica family plants or fast growing plants like lettuce. And then because the zucchini will just fill in a whole 4 foot wide bed, each plant. And so you can plant faster growing plants on the outside and be able to crop those before the zucchini spreads in and takes over. So for the home gardener, it's a great way to utilize a small space and get maximum yield. Yeah, I mean the techniques I use to warm up the squash, because squash and zucchini really like warm weather, and we struggle with that, especially this spring. We've struggled. I mean, we had an early start, but it definitely cooled off and started raining. So most of what I do to warm the soil is keep it dry, which is done in a number of ways. One, you can make a raised bed. Two, I'll cover it with a green plastic mulch, or another name for it is IRT. It's just a plastic film that allows a lot of warmth through the sun, but reflects the wavelengths that weeds need to grow. So it can do two things for you: just slow down the weeds and warm your soil and keep it drier. It allows you to kind of control the environment a little bit better. Over top of that, I'll make a hoop house, sometimes out of bent metal conduit or sometimes out of PVC pipes. And then over top of that, I will add what we call row cover, which is it's kind of like a white fleece. Maybe you've heard of it as Rime. That's kind of the one of the first companies that made it. You just get this row cover and put it all the way over your crops, and that'll do two things. One, it'll warm it a little bit. It'll keep some of the rain. It sheds some of the rain off, not all of it, but it allows some. And then it also keeps the insects from coming into your brassica family plants, like your cabbage and your kale that I plant companion with the zucchinis. So it gives you a couple of things there. And then maybe later in June or July, I'll take the cover off and crop all the brassica family plants and let the squash really fill in.
When you're sowing these starts, how close are you planting them together? Is there a general rule of thumb for you that you use, or is it just kind of a feeling thing?
On my farm, some of the stuff I do is in 30-inch wide beds because there's a lot of good tools that work at that width. But when I'm making these hoop houses and growing zucchini, I prefer a 4 foot wide bed. Then you can do one zucchini every 3 feet along that, right down the middle. And then you can do a row on each side of it, about 12 inches apart, sometimes 8, depending on what plant you're planting. Some of the lettuces can get closer. Certain kinds of bok choy can grow closer together. If you're trying to do a fast-growing cabbage, you may want to give them a foot. Kale, if you're doing a big red Russian kale, you may want to give those every 18 inches. Gives you a decent crop. I've already cropped bok choy back in May that I started indoors, and then I've replanted another row of bok choy, just added some compost and kept growing. So now that'll be cropped in late June. And the zucchini went in with this cold May only about 7 to 10 days ago. and it's starting to take off.